School administrators across Illinois and across the country are struggling to fill many teacher positions as more educators are leaving the profession early, while fewer choose careers in education. As GLT's Eric Stock reports, Bloomington High School has partnered with Illinois State University to address the teacher shortage by growing their own.
It's common for high schools to hold signing days for student athletes who gather to formally declare where they'll play soccer or run track. But this signing day in the Bloomington High School auditorium was different. These students were declaring their plans to become teachers.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Barculis, and I'm going to go to Illinois State University to study elementary education.
Hi, I'm Ben Wright. I'm going to Eureka College. I will be studying special education.
I'm Alina Jankoyak. I will be attending University of Illinois to study elementary education.
I'm Mackenzie Irwin. I'm going to Illinois State University to study special education for the deaf and hard of hearing.
My name is Mackenzie Jones. I will be attending Truman State University to study elementary education.
My name is Lucas Dom, and I will be attending Illinois State University to study music education.
I'm Cassandra Adelman. I'm going to Illinois State University to study theater education and English education.
Those eight students are among the 12 aspiring teachers Bloomington High School plans to graduate this year. BHS Principal Tim Moore says the school was looking for a way to celebrate those who want to get into education.
We kind of put together a program, and today is our teacher recognition for our retirees and our for years of service. We're going to recognize our staff. We thought how awesome would it be to do a signing day on the same day as this and have our full staff there to see these 12 students that are going to be want to be future teachers.
There is concern, of course, about a major decline in the number of teachers. How much of a concern is that to you as a longtime educator yourself?
Yeah, it's definitely a concern. You know, we have seen over the years that as we hire teachers that the number of candidates has decreased. And so it's a huge problem. So an opportunity for us to work with local universities and develop our own program to try to hopefully grow our own teachers. Hopefully they stay local and go to school and then want to work in this community is an exciting opportunity. But it's definitely a concern for a lot of schools and a lot of districts across the state and across the country.
Why do you think there is a shortage nationwide? Why more are leaving the profession earlier or choosing a different career path?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think there's probably several things. I think that, one, teaching is very demanding. And so, not to say that other careers aren't, but teaching is very demanding. And in some cases, it doesn't always pay a lot of money. There's other careers people can go into where they make more money, and so that's a concern. And then when you look at the retirement, how retirement's working out and how long that, you know, someone may have to teach to retire, and just it's just a lot of negative. And then you also hear that, you know, kids are so bad and are hard to work with, and why would you want to do that? And I think some of all those things kind of together paint a picture sometimes for college kids and makes them say, hey, I don't want to go into education. I'd rather do something else. And we always say that it's obviously a very rewarding career.
Have any of these prospective teachers come to you for advice as a longtime educator? And if so, what advice have you given?
Well, they haven't come to me personally. I've made an effort, though, to talk to them and encourage them. And, you know, advice I would give them is, you know, you don't go into teaching and coaching for the money. It's really about the opportunity to work with young people. And that's a great deal of satisfaction that we get in working in education, that I would say that there's not too many fields out there or careers where you can get that type of satisfaction. And so I just encourage them to obviously stick with it, and that Bloomington High School's all and our staff are always here to help them as they go down this path.
And as you alluded to, teachers are often underpaid, underappreciated. Class sizes are getting bigger. They're having to take on more of a social worker role in some cases. Do you feel these prospective teachers are prepared to face the reality that will come their way in 4 years?
Yeah, you know, probably not right now, they're not. But I do think that over time, and there, some of them are going to some really good colleges and universities, they'll get an opportunity to through their field work experience and through student teaching and things like that, they'll get opportunities to learn more about education and what it's really like. And they're great kids, awesome individuals that I know will do well as future teachers.
Principal Tim Moore says Bloomington High School is in the first year of a new teacher's cadet program. It launched with Illinois State University's College of Education. ISU produces 1/4 of all new teachers in Illinois. Jay Purcell with ISU's School of Teaching and Learning says the partnership is still in the early stages, but they're looking to connect aspiring teachers in high school with teacher faculty at the university to help them decide on a career in education sooner and better prepare prepare them for a career in the classroom.
That's the direction that we're sort of heading with this, is to implement a club or a program of future teachers here at Bloomington High School with the intent of going off to become teachers and then hopefully one day return back to the community.
Principal Tim Moore says BHS has struggled to fill its specialty positions, including school psychologist and teachers for physics and chemistry. I'm Eric Stock.
Normal Community, Normal West, and U High are all planning similar teaching signing day events this month.